Hello, my name is Kimberly Weeks. I am founder and friend at Be Empowered Worldwide, where we have a mission to help girls and women of all ages to walk in emotional healing. Join me, your host, as I unfold stories of love, faith, and transformation. I thank you for stopping by Wine Talk and hope you enjoy the upcoming episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wine Talk. Again, I am Kimberly Weeks. I am your host and founder and friend of Be Empowered Worldwide, and we are thankful and very blessed to have you stop by Wine Talk and hear and talk with us today. We enjoy your feedback, so if we are blessing your hearts, please reach out to us on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and we also have a new LinkedIn page. So if you're not connected to us on any of those social media platforms, please, please, please go to those places and connect with us. We also have a website. Again, you can connect with us there, but you'll be able to get all of that in the show notes. I really am looking forward to getting into this message today. This conversation has really blessed my heart. I had a flashback when I heard a song on the radio. Who remembers the song, What God Has For Me Is For Me? If you aren't familiar with this song, it was released in 1997 by the Miami Mass Choir. The song caught on like a wildfire and produced a mantra that quickly became a part of the churchgoers' vocabulary, especially for those of us who were still looking for things that we believed was our right as a believer of Christ. The song calls out things like, what God has for us is clothes and food and peace. And I'm all for those things. And I know that everybody under the sound of my voice likes having those things. Well, I heard that song today. And my flashback was me remembering a conversation that I had in my 20s with the mother of a church that I was attending. She stated that very often, young couples wanted what she and her husband had. She the house, the car, the lifestyle. She was a stay-at-home mom. She had three girls, and she did earn some money, but the money she earned was her money. So what she was saying was these young couples wanted what they had, and there was nothing wrong with that, she said, but they wanted it so quickly. She then added that they just didn't know what it took for the two of them, her and her husband, to achieve the level of success that they had achieved. All I know was back then, that's what I wanted. I wanted those very things. I wanted what they had. So she was preaching a sermon straight to my heart. I longed for the American dream, to have a family, a house, two cars. I felt like these things were the measure of success, and that in my 20s, this is what was driving me. And I married early. I married in my 20s. And at this time, I was married to a very handsome, intelligent man, but he struggled with drug addiction. My life was far from the dream, but I still believed that I could have what I was dreaming of. What I didn't know was I would have to walk away from my marriage and tear my family apart to get what I was hoping for. I had to abandon all my plans. I had to start all over. I left a relationship that I was hoping would change or get better and walk out on a man that I loved and a father of my children. This was hard. I was in love with a man that made me cry almost daily because he couldn't control his habits. and give me all of the desires of my heart. I was in love. It was hard to walk out, even though it was a difficult relationship. It was hard to accept failure because I had come to believe that the way to my success or to have the blessings that I was looking for had to come through a man and through marriage. Today, I have come to know this belief as a limiting belief. Somewhere along the way, I picked up a belief that marriage was the way to my dream. I had learned to put my life in the hands of a man. I had learned to learn that I needed a man to make me happy. After separating from my husband, like truly separating from him, I went back and forth for a little while because breaking soul ties is a real hard spiritual work, ladies. After I finally decided to move on, I spent 18 months in what I call my wilderness experience. I was so deep. I had to learn to be single. I had to learn to be a single mom and a single woman. I had moved into subsidized living with my children. I owned a salon, which I had to close to go to work a job that would pay a guaranteed salary and provide me with benefits. I had to refocus my mind and heart on being a mother, providing for my children, spending time with my children, and focusing on my heart on God. I also decided that I would enter into celibacy. I had to shut it down. What I found out is that a lot of times my emotions were connected to my sexual experiences, I should say. Back then, I was reading books like The Lady, Her Lover, Her Lord, and I was sitting in church listening to sermons that was teaching that women ought to be seen and not heard. I was conditioned to surrender my power and be submissive. It took me a long time to understand that God was not requiring me to surrender my life, my will, my power, my womanhood, my femininity to get married. It took me a long time to come to that. In this experience, I was, you know, it was really difficult and I was still crying. I found out that I really didn't like to be alone. I hated being alone. And I still, although I still had my children, I mean, you know, it wasn't like I was all by myself. I still had two wonderful children. But I felt like I was alone. I was not even divorced yet. And I was already praying and asking God to give me another husband. 5 years after I made the decision to cut ties with my first marriage, I did. And shortly after, remarried. I married a man with children and became a blended family. I changed churches, a church that preached expectations and God's intended blessings. Through these new teachings, I had come to realize that God had a plan for me. I have now been married for about 18 years. For 18 years. Actually, our 19-year anniversary is 2021, to June 2021, and I'm excited about that. We have achieved a lot of my ideal American dream, and then a little bit more. And I'm so very grateful and so thankful. So when I heard this song, I realized not only does what God have for me belong to me, but what God has for me really has no limits as long as I believe and move according to his plan. See, back when I was in my 20s, I really didn't know what God's plans were. I've been in and out of church since I was a little girl. I learned a lot of what the Bible says, especially, you know, like, you know what you learn when you're in Sunday school and Bible study and summer vacation Bible study and as a kid, we learn the Bible stories and we learn faith, words like faith, and we get a lot of the information that we need to know in order to practice this religion. But I really didn't know God. I really did not know him for myself. And therefore, I didn't know to go to him and ask him to guide me and to show me and to tell me and, you know, give me the plan. Let me know. If you tell me the plan, God, I'll go. So I didn't really know how to do that in my 20s. And as I found out who I really truly was in the Lord and how much he loved me and how much he sacrificed so that I might have a relationship with him, I made it my business to have a relationship with him. And it turned my life around. That relationship filled some voids that I didn't realize were there, but those voids were causing some problems. Okay. Once I realized how this relationship with God would work and I grabbed hold of it, my life did change. My mindset changed. I became this, you know, this a little more optimistic person. And you notice I said a little more optimistic because I still battle with that a little bit. But I've grown more optimistic about life and about people just by having this relationship with him. So this song, this one song, took me back to a place prior to connecting with God, right? Prior to me having this understanding of how magnificent, how absolutely wonderful and powerful he is, and how he moves mountains and opens doors and pours blessings and all of it keeps you from stumbling and falling. And once I got that, once I come to that understanding, life changed. And I understood what God has for me really is for me. The heart knows no wrong. So that thing that I wanted, that American dream, that family, that house, those cars, really wasn't about the things, but it was about the joy that those things bring. My heart was painting a picture of what God had placed in me, but I could not decipher that picture without my connection to the person who painted the picture. I think today's message was a little more than I expected to give you today, but I'm hoping that it's been a blessing for someone. Again, I am here as a tool to speak into the lives of the people who pass through. And I hope that I have said something to move you into a different place, a better place, a place that you have desire for. I bless you and honor you for your presence in Wine Talk today. Thanks for stopping by. Thank you again for your support. You are a magnificent audience, and I thank you so very much. Thanks again, ladies, for stopping by Wine Talk with Kimberly. Don't be a stranger. Please check out our upcoming episodes. You can also connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook as Be Empowered Worldwide, and we are on Instagram as Be Empowered Worldwide Corp. Down in the show notes, you'll be able to find the links to all of our social media and to our website at www.beempoweredworldwide.com. Again, we're looking forward to connecting and building relationship and community with you.